Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Guardian Angel Wildlife and Marine Trust is not your typical conservation organization. Founded by Johannesburg businessman and environmentalist Raymond Kramer, it's as much about healing people as it is about protecting animals. From rhino protection and succulents smuggling to teaching kids from Alexandra Township to fall in love with nature, Guardian Angel is building the next generation of wildlife champions and doing it with heart. Ahead of Mandela Day, they're also rolling up their sleeves once again, not for a campaign, but to respond directly to a local community crisis. And joining me on the line is Raymond Kramer, who is an honorary colonel. Raymond, thanks so much for chatting with us here on the Home Run. You've described Guardian Angel as being born from a paradox: wealth and wildness on one hand and extreme poverty on the other. What moment made you decide to start this organization?
Hi, Paula. Thank you very much for putting me on the show. So, yeah, many years ago, you know, I was doing business in Africa, and I personally saw, you know, and experienced forests without any animals, without the sound of birds. And I grew up on a farm, you know, and it was quite eerily, it was very, very touching, you know, to realize, because of poverty, war, and so forth, that, you know, we had these beautiful trees and just no sound. All the protein was eaten. So that was something that left me with a little bit of a really tough feeling, you know, and that started me thinking. Many years later, I decided I wanted to get involved in wildlife conservation, because I've seen the decline in Africa over the years. And one day I was visiting a place north of the Kruger National Park. And I was looking for animals on a private sort of area there that belonged to a tribal area. We couldn't see any animals on the day, but the only one I did find on the day was a little female elephant that was shot 3 times in the chest, obviously by poachers that ran off and died in a little, you know, riverbed. And it was such a sad, you know, sight that this animal just died with its legs in the air. And, you know, it left me with, I felt very, very bad. And it left me with this feeling over, you know, that I couldn't come over for many, you know, for a long time. And then, in 2021, I met with former President Ian Khama, Lieutenant General Dr. Seretse Khama, the former president of Botswana, who has got a fantastic reputation with wildlife preservation. Obviously, after diamonds in his country, he really did a fantastic job in conserving wildlife in Botswana. And we became good friends. And I said, this is the time to start again with something that I wanted to do many years ago. And he became the patron. And actually, I gave him the honor to create the name Guardian Angel Wildlife and Marine Trust. And that's how I basically started again, getting back into the game.
Raymond, you were one of the first responders after the devastating fire in Alexandra Township just days ago. What was it like, and why was it important for Guardian Angel to be there?
Paula, last year we did a couple of programs towards the end of the last year, and, you know, people don't realize we live in this very beautiful green belt of sand, and, you know, we live in the lap of luxury, and just, you know, a stone's throw away, we've got this incredible poverty. And I looked at the children and I could see the hunger. You know, there's a lot of hungry kids and there's real poverty and problems in that township. So when I was called by the Community Police Forum to come and attend to this, you know, it wasn't even a question that entered my mind. You know, it was just a reaction. You know, you know, action speaks louder than words. So I went, and, you know, we got some clothes and got some blankets and things that the kids needed. I mean, you know, and I actually walked through the place to go and see for myself the abject poverty that these poor people live in. And it was just a normal, natural human reaction. You know, it's about acting and building a good relationship and trust with the community members of Alexandra Township.
And talking about action, Mandela Day is around the corner. What are you planning, and how does it tie in with Guardian Angel's mission and Guardian Angel's initiative to empower youth and protect nature?
Well, we started off last year with a couple of programs, you know, to educate kids on, you know, getting in touch with the environment. And, you know, they're so distance from wildlife in these townships. Although there's, I don't know how many, you know, there could be 1 million to 3 million people living in Alex that come from all over the country, but it was a great place to start. So this is a continuation of our education program for primary school and high school kids, that we want to change their worldview. We want to educate them in terms of what wildlife is, what trees are, you know, and all the great things about wildlife, and create that connection, you know, with Mother Earth. And so Mandela Day was chosen because, you know, there's 67 minutes, you know, of service, you know, service that, you know, in honor of Mandela. We're doing a little walk to pick up rubble along the river. And then we're going to have a fun day for the children, not too many speeches, but to try to get that environmental conservation message across on that particular day. So we've got quite a few people coming from the law enforcement agencies. The Army will be there. South Africa National Service Institute, which is training kids, you know, taking kids, you know, out of the 8 million unemployed youth, giving them character building. They'll be there. So what we're trying to do, there'll be game rangers. We're trying to give the kids hope, connecting them to, you know, teaching them about conservation, and at the same time, giving them icons, giving them, you know, and allowing them to see people that they can look up to and aspire to, and give them hope, and also to help them, you know, get jobs in the future as well.
Raymond Kramer from the Guardian Angel Wildlife and Marine Trust. We'll definitely be reconnecting with you again and your very, very important work. And it's just gone 4 o'clock, 4:01, and it's time for the news.